Have you ever wondered what was going on between the ears of your crush? Ever wondered where things are going with the guy you're dating? Are you dissatisfied with your love life? Are you happily attached but still want to improve things? If so, you have come to the right place. I am proud to share with you that your search is over. You are now listening to
What Is He Thinking?
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
The Dating and Relationship Podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. And now, without further ado, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
You are now listening to the Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships.
Season 2, Episode 16, Episode 38 overall. Let's get ready to...
I can't say that. That's trademark. All right, let's get it started.
What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens, the host to the podcast that you just can't get enough of, the What Is He Thinking podcast. This is the podcast where we do something that no other place does. We tell you the full, unadulterated truth for the explicit benefit of your love life without secretly wanting anything in return. If you're checking us out on YouTube, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Google Podcast, then go on ahead and mosey on over to the Apple Podcast What Is He Thinking homepage. Give us a 5-star review. Today, we're going to do things a little bit different. You know how I like to shake things up every now and then. Today, the title of this episode is The Misconceptions About Men. Misconceptions About Men. Do you guys remember the Patriarch panel and the Married Men's Roundtable from season one? Where those guys are back. And in this episode, I talked to each one of those married men individually about some of the biggest, largest misconceptions that society and women in general have about men. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Robert, in your opinion, what is the biggest misconception that women have about men?
I would say in general, in relationships, women probably kind of undervalue or underappreciate a man's emotions. I think that's something that a lot of people have to kind of work through in relationships, is that obviously being with somebody, we're always taught that you got to, I don't want to say cater a woman, but you do have to kind of figure out a woman. But at the same time, a man will kind of react to certain things a certain way. You don't kind of figure out why. A guy doesn't have to always react these ways that we think guys should traditionally react, like be mad, be upset, not express himself. Like, I think those things are not conducive to a healthy relationship. So I think that a woman has to know that, hey, my opinion matters too. We both need to be in a healthy household. So we both need to understand each other, and that they just need to always kind of consider where we're coming from at the same time.
All right, I hear you on that. I've asked that question to over half a dozen people, and similar answers come up more than once. So I definitely would agree with that.
Carl, same question for you. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconception is that we can change past a certain age. It goes back to what I've been kind of drumming down the whole podcast, is figure out who the person is. And if you don't like them and you can't get with them, then let's cut this thing off early. I'm thinking that the habits or the behaviors, if a guy likes to watch sports every Saturday and you think that time should be better spent, that's not something that you could probably change that, but he's going to be a little bit of resentment that you've taken away something he liked or loved. So I think you can definitely mold people into a better mate for yourself, but thinking you can wholesale change them, if this guy's a player and you started dating him because you took him from your friend, you can't change him into a monogamous guy just because it's you know? So I think that's the biggest misconception women have, is that, hey, he's a work in progress now, or he's not quite what I want him to be, or he's too far from what I really want, but I can work on him and change him. I think you're just setting yourself up for this.
Yeah, I tend to only see women that date projects, or they date guys that are somewhat out of their league and don't really take them that seriously. It seems to be one extreme or the other. She's a six, but she wants a dude that makes six figures with a six pack and a luxury car and all that. And if one of those actually pays her some attention, she's hearing wedding bells and he's just seeing a side piece, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then you have the projects, which is exactly what you were describing. He has all these flaws or whatever, and I can fix them. I can build the boo.
Build the boo. That's a new one, but that's funny. Yeah, I mean, in terms of like misconceptions, yeah, I think that's the biggest one that I can think about if I was to put myself in their shoes.
Alonzo, tell us what you think is the biggest misconception that women have about men.
Let me see here. From my standpoint is like, we're not big talkers, but we do have feelings, right? So I think women, like, I think I hear that they don't talk or tell me how they feel. Well, they're not telling you how you feel because maybe you're not receptive to what they say. You know what I mean? I think part of the reason why men don't talk a lot to women is because when they say what they say, I think it's just never, I don't guess it's not as enough finesse on the response that they're okay with, that things get turned off and then men decide not to speak. But I think if you can find the guy's language and communication style, I think you'll see that men are willing to speak if you're willing to listen.
So biggest misconception is, even though we're men, we do have feelings too. And then the communication disconnect. Okay, I hear you on that. Nathan, what's your take?
I think it's a twofold. I think it's what you see is what you get. A piece of me feels like half the times when a male shows you signs or tells you things and shows you things, a lot of times women sometimes are either in denial or feel like, hey, that things will change down the line. But conversely, I feel like sometimes because a guy won't necessarily want to, for lack of better terms, break a woman's heart, they find it hard to be upfront and truthful, because even though their woman that they might be dating might say, hey, look, just be real with me, I want to know. At the same time, they kind of don't necessarily want to know. So I feel it's like it's both. It's sometimes a misconception is what you see is what you get. And it's the misconception that they don't really want to hear, you know, what's coming out of the male perspective.
Yeah, I feel like there was a famous comedian that will remain nameless, but I love this show in the late 80s, who said that too many women don't really care what a man has to say. They just want to hear what they have to say in a deeper voice. So that kind of reminds me of what you just spoke on.
Tony, according to your life experience, what do you feel is the biggest misconception society has about men?
I think that is that we think with our little heads more than we do our big heads, that everything is purely physical, looks, all of those things, booties and boobies, that are the most important things to us. And I think a lot of guys play that role, unfortunately, that gives these women this view that that's who we are. But I think that there is more to it. And I think women in relationships find that out if it's a positive relationship, that there's more, there's that they see me for more. So I would say the common misconception is that we're out there strictly for the physical aspect of things rather than needing something. I think men need something from women that we need to complete us. And it sounds very unmanly and unmacho to say, but I think it's true. And anybody that would say otherwise, I'd think would be maybe not telling the whole truth.
Do you think that need goes both ways? Women need men to complete a part of them as well as...
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that that's why you're in a relationship, is because you're trying to fill an emptiness that you have. I think that that's the biggest goal, is to fill that with somebody who knows how to fill it.
That last point you made reminds me of episode 6 of the podcast entitled Men Desire a Compliment, Not a Competitor. We desire a corresponding puzzle piece that fits us. We desire to be whole as a team. We're not looking for a duplicate of ourselves that so happens to be wearing lipstick. Nor should a woman be looking for herself wearing a beard. We need somebody that's strong in some other areas that we might not be so strong in, etc. We don't need redundancies. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That's kind of what I said back at the beginning, is the complementary features. And that's something that you notice more and more. And that's another thing that you notice, and it sort of draws you into this lifelong decision, is, you know what, this about me works well with what she's doing. So definitely that complementary side is, I would not want to date me. That sounds miserable. And I'm fairly sure that my wife would share those same sentiments. But there definitely has to be that yin and yang to complete it.
For sure. I couldn't agree more. Jay Taylor, same question for you.
I think women, dang, I hate being locked down to single answers. It's just not the way my brain works because I'm always looking at all these sides and angles. But I think women, by and large, think that men are just like dogs and out here to just scheme and hustle and just take advantage. I don't really think that's the case. There's always those people who are out there who are damaged themselves, so they damage other people. But I think that a lot of times women can create that person because they projected that. So you think this dude is a snake and just out to do these, you know, nefarious things. And it's like, no, maybe he really didn't hear his phone this time. That doesn't mean he was out smashing some other girl. Those little kind of things, like, don't come in, like you said, these expectations along with like assumptions. Don't come in with preconceived notions and then be shocked when that turns out to be the truth. Like, you've turned it into a reality. So don't be naive, but go into things with an open mind. Like, if you're going to already close the book on something, why are you going to open it? Like, that's the biggest thing to me. Don't assume that because you picked trash men for the past four relationships, that the next man you meet is going to be trash too. Maybe you will because you have a type. You pick trash, but that doesn't mean all men are trash. You just pick trash men.
Yeah, that that reminds me of episode 3 of the podcast, the Tommy Lauren episode. So, all men are trash? Really? I feel like most women that say that are only talking about the 10% of men that they deal with consistently. Yeah, all men over 6 foot with face tattoos and crazy piercings that ride motorcycles, don't acknowledge their kids, and like to get drunk every other day at this bar that you love to frequent. Yeah, those guys are trash. Why? Because you have a type and your type is trash. But what percent of the male population is that? Anyway, 0.5%? 0.25%, maybe? Since when should such a small number represent all mankind? So like you said, all men are trash? No, your type is trash. How about you just pick better?
Yep.
Reyes J, what's the biggest misconception about men?
That when we're dating or while we're in a relationship, that it's all particularly just on looks. Like, even when you're married and, like I said, when your woman, she has your child, her body's gonna change. But we're still attracted to that. You know what I mean? I think most men, after a while, the relationship, yeah, it might start off on looks, but it doesn't stay on looks. So, and I know with how porn is and the sex-filled crazed media world that we live in today, that message probably can get distorted, but I think most men, they love their wives, they're attracted to their wives, physically, mentally. And I think some women, they might not agree with it. You might hear it sometime in their daily talk, like, I don't look how I used to. Or they might ask you that question, do you still stay, are you still attracted to me? Yeah, you know, yeah. But I think that's the one misconception that with men, that it's a lot of looks. And I'm not saying there ain't those type of men out there. There are. But I think for the most part, most of the men I've met and that I deal with, they're men. You know what I mean? They ain't scared of no stretch marks or nothing like that, or any kind of gray hair. Gray hair ain't gonna stop no show. For the most part, we don't care. I mean, what idiot man didn't think your looks are gonna change, but to be so hung up on them or your physical appearance, I know it's important in that most women, they want to stay in shape, but I don't want a woman that's in shape. I do want you to be healthy, you know what I mean? But I don't need you to be how you were in high school or anything like that. You don't have to be the perfect Coke bottle figure. We're going to get fat together. It don't matter. So, but I think men don't really care about as looks as women put it to as much as we think we do. I mean, in the beginning, yeah, we're attracted because we see what we like and we go approach that. So it starts off as looks, but it never stays as looks. Men, we're not caught on looks, man. I think loyalty and love will get you a long way with a man. Really. I think especially that loyalty part, like, especially with some men. I'm not saying women don't go through stuff throughout the day, but just some of the stuff we got to deal with when we walk out that door, like some of the crap and just crap we got to deal with from other people. And we know it's coming, but we still be a man and walk out that door and face it head on. So just coming home and, man, you ain't gonna give me no crap today. You don't know how much that just helps me out, girl. You just don't know.
Well, there we have it, the biggest misconceptions about men. Before I recap, I just wanted to let you know that I spoke with each one of these gentlemen individually, separately, apart from everyone else, with them having no knowledge of anyone else's specific or particular answer to this same question. And as you can see or hear, there's a lot of overlap in their answers. What are some of the reoccurring themes? Well, one, that women think men don't have emotions or do not operate with emotions or because of emotions. And that is a fallacy. Society doesn't really allow us to express our emotions. So do we suppress them? Yes. But just because we suppress does not mean they are not there. The second reoccurring theme is men not thinking women really want to know how we feel or what we think, or women not being able to handle how we think and how we authentically feel. So we don't open up our mouths and we keep it to ourselves. So as you can see, that definitely goes hand in hand and aligns with the emotional issue that was brought up and how women think we don't have emotions just because we don't show them the same way that women do, or we don't show them at all. Society and women in particular, the way they respond to us indirectly and directly lets us know that our authentic feelings, emotions, thoughts, especially if they're not politically correct, especially if they're not what she wants to hear, are unwelcomed, could destroy our financial lives and get us canceled, could ostracize us from the local group of women, and or not improve our current situation if we are dealing with a young lady. So we manage to try to play the game as much as we can, but it definitely makes things difficult when it comes to dating and relationships. The third reoccurring theme in regards to the biggest misconception about men is that we are all about looks and we think with our little head and not our big head. And this is false. Maybe it's true for the high school senior, but the older a man gets, the more untrue it becomes. Are looks important? Yes, looks are the most important, unimportant thing on earth, is one of my favorite ways of describing it. Looks get you in the door, but they don't keep you in the house. There's a whole bunch more that we're looking for in order for us to really bond with you and have a long-term, serious, monogamous relationship with you. The next reoccurring theme is the fact that women think they can change men. Women either willfully ignore signs that tell you what he is and what he wants, or they see the signs but think things will be better after they get married, or things will be better after we move in together, or things will be better after we have a kid together. No, you cannot change a man. Period. He is what he does. Do not be in denial about the person he is showing you that he is. The final misconception that was spoken on was regarding the fact that women think that men are just scheming dogs that are in the lab in the basement of their house trying to cook up new ways to manipulate and take advantage of women, or to juggle 10 women at the same time and be a player. No, men are simple. If you view a man as a player, are you sure he didn't tell you that he wasn't looking for anything serious when he first met you? If that's what he told you and he hasn't told you anything differently, then exactly how are you being played? If y'all were never in a monogamous situation and he's dealing with other women, how are you being played again? Please explain that to me. 95% of men do not scheme, are not trying to scheme, aren't trying to mislead or hurt. Most men, if they do end up hurting a woman, is by accident, or because most men have to learn how to deal with women by trial and error. And guess what? There's a whole lot of errors before you actually get to knowing what you're doing and properly being able to approach a woman, deal with a woman on the early dates, deal with a woman in a relationship, etc., etc. There is no textbook or manual to this, and there's fewer fathers than ever to actually teach their sons how to date. Most men are not scheming, manipulative dogs. Most men don't even want multiple women. The majority of men would just want one woman who is loyal, helpful, feminine, friendly, and will take care of him in the bedroom. That's pretty much all most men want. Anyway, those were the five main points that the seven gentlemen who spoke on this podcast made. Hopefully you take their words to heart and readjust your mentality and actions accordingly. Before we go, you know Alexander B has to throw his hat in the ring. So I'm going to give you another big misconception women have about men. That misconception is that it's easy or preferable being a man in today's society as opposed to a woman. Not true. If that was true, it hasn't been true for the last 25 years. I mean, let's just go back and listen to what the other gentlemen have had to say. I don't want to just repeat what I just said 2 seconds ago, but just flip the genders. What if you as a woman were not allowed to show most of your emotions? What if nobody cared what you had to say if it wasn't what the man you were talking to agreed with? What if men just naturally viewed you as a scheming woman? The base level assumption of you is that you're up to something nefarious. How would that make you feel? What if all men thought you only cared about money and not anything else, just because you want a man that's financially secure? I mean, a man just wants a woman who's attractive to him and won't deny him in the bedroom. And he doesn't really look for too many other things, but somehow that's asking for too much. He's shallow and he needs to be canceled for being such a chauvinistic pig. What if men couldn't wait to trap you in a relationship or with a kid so that they could potentially change you or try to change you? How would you like that? I could go on, but I won't. It's definitely a misconception that is easy out here being a man in 2022. We're just out here having fun, running through women, leaving broken hearts and shattered homes in our wake, and laughing all the way to the bank as we're getting paid more for doing the same job as our fellow female cohorts are. Just not the case. Just not the case. I won't belabor the point, but hopefully you get that point. Final misconception that I want to bring up during this episode is that women believe that the outgoing, well-spoken man, or the man with a silver tongue, is a better man, or will be a better man to her and for her kids, than the laid-back guy, the quiet guy, the shy guy, or the introverted guy. And that's just not the case.
There's absolutely zero scientific or empirical evidence
that they are, indeed, the better men for you to settle down with. The guy who has the gift of gab, it's most likely the guy that's going to cheat on you. The guy who has a silver tongue didn't always have a silver tongue. That's practiced, not natural, the majority of the time. And once he's practiced and perfected this art, is he going to use it for good or for evil? Now, I'm not trying to contradict what was said earlier that most men aren't scheming dogs, because that's still true. But the fact of the matter is, most men are invisible to you and most women. So does that really matter? You see the outgoing guy, you see the outspoken guy, you see the well-spoken guy. You love the guy with the silver tongue. That's the guy you want, that's the guy you pay attention to. So that's why you might have the misconception that most men are scheming dogs, but most men don't even like to talk that much. Most men don't have a silver tongue. And like I said before, most men aren't scheming dogs. You just don't pay attention to men that are more low-key. Men that maybe don't have the most confidence to approach you randomly at the grocery store or while you're on that exercise equipment at the gym. You don't pay attention to them.
So there's a whole 40, 50, 60% of the male population that you don't see and you don't even know exist.
That could be there, ready, willing, and able to give you everything that you want and more, but we'll never know.
Why? Because you don't want to be inconvenienced with having to give them an extra choosing signal since they didn't immediately approach you on first sight.
So if you want to continue only paying attention to guys that walk around this world with a neon vest on that says, "Look at me," and with a smooth used car salesman silver tongue, then be my guest. But you know what they say the definition of insanity is. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and you've learned a whole lot. Remember, I'm Alexander B. Stevens. This is the What Is He Thinking podcast, and we're actually trying to help you. We're trying to make your tomorrow better than your yesterday. If you're on YouTube, give me a like and subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening to me elsewhere, please hop on YouTube, type in What Is He Thinking. Go to the top of the search results and click on the proper spelling of the podcast to actually get to my page. And then subscribe there. There's some things I release on YouTube that I do not release on my normal podcast channel. Also, if you have a minute, please check out the What Is He Thinking page on Apple Podcast and give me a 5-star review. I'd like to give a special thanks to my guests, Robert, Carl, Alonzo, Nathan, Tony, Jay Taylor, and Reyes J, respectively, for helping us out with the topic of the day.
Don't forget, you've been listening to
The Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships. Alexander B. Stevens, out.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Alexander B. thanks you for taking time out of your day to listen to what he has to say. Hopefully, you feel the information shared today has helped you get one step closer to understanding men and one step closer to the type of relationship you have always dreamed of. If this episode spoke to you or you indeed felt that it was helpful, please share it with your friends and followers on social media and text the link to the episode to your inner circle of friends. If you have a future topic suggestion or need any clarification about anything that was shared during this episode, feel free to email the show at whatishethinking@gmail.com or follow and DM the show on Instagram at whatishethinking_podcast. Be clear and concise with your message, and Mr. Stevens will do his best to accommodate you. Once again, we appreciate you lending us a listening ear, and we hope your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. Enjoy the rest of your week. The podcast that is here to help you win with men, signing off. Until we speak again.